a pup named Scooby-Doo when they're talking about who it could be. And you know how Freddy always pulls the red herring? I
Pup named
didn't realize that
Scooby-Doo.
the character's name was Red Herring
Yeah.
due to the obvious quip that it's never that person.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until about a month or two ago.
Oh, wow.
I was watching something and they were talking about Scooby-Doo, and then a pup named Scooby-Doo came up and they were talking about Red Herring. And I was like, what? I'm like, and then they were talking about how that's a code name for like the person you would think is the person, but it's not the actual person. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh shit. I'm like, so they fourth walled us and like as kids, and we didn't even fucking know it.
It's so true, man. Yeah, man. Scooby-Doo, ahead of their time. Ahead of their time, man.
I mean, it's so true though, because I mean, you watch Pup Named Scooby-Doo, and every time Freddy's like, it can only be one person, Red Herring, and Red's always got an alibi.
Dude, that show was so good. I love that show. I used to watch it all the
Dude, it
time.
was classic.
The cartoons were the bomb when we were kids. It was
I started
ridiculous.
getting Cal to watch a few more of like cartoons from when we were kids.
Yeah.
I found out on YouTube, if you search like Saturday morning cartoons, there are like 2 to 3 hour chunk videos where like it's from like Saturday morning commercials and all.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, dude, it's a blast from the past just watching some of this.
That's pretty dope. I
I
would
found one
definitely have
from
to try that
Fox
out.
where it had Bobby's World, Eek the Cat, Ghostbusters, Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Wow.
There was a couple of other ones in there, and I was just like, fuck, man. And Cal and I are watching it, and he's like, Dad. And I was like, this is the shit from when Daddy was your age. I was like, man.
Man, me and Faith were playing Ninja Turtles Monopoly recently,
Nice.
and I was telling her, I was like, yeah, this is based on an animated series from when I was a kid,
Oh, it's
and
based on
she,
the 89?
yeah,
Oh, shit.
and she's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, and I have it. We should watch it sometime. And she was like, yeah. So we're gonna
Kel's watched
watch,
some of it. He likes it.
yeah. So we're gonna watch some TMNT soon because
He knows the theme song,
awesome,
which he always
awesome.
asked me, why is Raph cruel? And
Okay.
I said, he's just got a bad attitude. And he goes, oh, because he
Yeah.
knows Raph is my favorite. And he goes, you ready for this one? This is when you know you're the wrong person in front of your kids sometimes. He goes, do you like Raph because he's like you? And I said, kid,
Smart kid.
you ain't getting a fucking birthday this year.
I mean, he's a smart kid.
He's a very smart kid, and that scares me.
Yeah. I posted something on Twitter earlier today. I think it was earlier today, about the old Adult Swim lineup. You
Yeah.
remember that old lineup where it was like Space Ghost, Coast to Coast,
Aqua Teen.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Sea Lab 2021, Home Movies was one of them, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, and The Brack Show. And I was
Oh my
like,
God, the Brack Show.
oh man, that was like, I would stay up and watch Adult Swim every day for those shows. That was the time, man. It was like the early 2000s. That was a good time.
So,
I
by the
was good.
way, I started watching Clone High last night.
Ooh.
Okay. We have been saying one of our favorite lines backwards for
Oh,
years.
really?
All summer long, I was.
Do my up highs, my finger snaps. Does he say, do my finger snaps, my up highs? Oh, that doesn't sound right.
All
I don't
summer
like
long, I
it.
was working on my finger snaps, my up highs.
Oh, man.
I was like, what? I was like,
Oh.
that's not right. They changed that line.
They changed the line, man. Ah,
But
man,
let
I
me
got.
tell you, now knowing the voice cast now and going back and watching that show now, because I haven't watched that show, like I said, since we lived on Eagle Street, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I can clearly hear
What's his name? What's his character?
her. It's Cleopatra.
Oh, who plays her?
Kristen Miller.
Oh, Krista Miller.
I can clearly hear her voice. Joan of Arc is clearly nothing but Tracy. Oh my God, what's her name? What's her name? Jill. Jill Tracy from
Scrubs. Oh, yeah. I don't know her real name. But yeah, okay.
Abe Lincoln's Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte.
You can clearly fucking hear it.
He does that voice again in the Lego movie.
Does he?
He plays Lincoln in the Lego movie.
I don't think I caught that.
Oh yeah. It's fantastic.
And it's like
because Lord Miller did that movie and they did the show.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple of others. Like I did the Extreme Blue episode last night.
Oh, okay.
You can clearly hear Sarah Chalk, JD, and
Turk. Nice.
And then Turk also does Toots.
Yeah, he does Toots.
So I'm like you can clearly just hear it at a couple points, and I'm like, oh my God, it's blowing my fucking mind.
Oh man, I gotta go back and rewatch that too. I hope they get this new season out soon, because I'm really excited for the new revamp of Clone High. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Paramount Plus has the new Scream up already. It's streaming on there for free.
Is it? Okay. I was wondering, because like I thought that it was supposed to drop like this past week, but I hadn't seen, nobody had talked about it. It's probably because everybody's been talking about the Batman.
Probably.
But dude, so
that's what I'll probably be watching tonight before I go to work.
If Scream's up there, I'm gonna go rewatch that shit. Oh man, it was so good. Just go. I might even go through and do another full rewatch of all the movies, because I just did that in January.
Nice.
To get ready for the new Scream, but I might just go and just do them all, five of them, boom, and maybe I'll do like a video or something. Yeah, I loved it. So I'm glad that you're going to finally get a chance to watch it so we can talk about it.
How long is it? Do you know?
I don't know, like 2 hours maybe.
Okay.
Like they're
just
all.
So I know, like I should probably like.
They're all right around 2 hours. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I wake up at like 7:30 and grab a quick shower, I should be able to get it through before I leave at 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Start it by 7, you'll be good. Or by 8, you'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you feel about doing a video with me about all the Scream movies? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I have to go back and do a rewatch of at least the fourth one, though.
Okay.
I haven't watched the fourth one in so long.
Sweet. Yeah, man. I think it'll be good. I'm excited to check them out again and watch that one again, because it was so good. It was really good.
From what I saw, man, I think the fourth one, or this new one, the fifth one, could be epic. Yeah. Just from what I'm hearing from everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to give it
I think it does what Scream 4 wanted to do, and has made it so that you could continue with a new cast if you wanted to.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a hard thing to do. I mean, I feel like if they wanted to start a new trilogy, they should have killed Sydney in the fourth movie.
And like, yeah, I don't think they had the balls to kill off one of the main three in that movie. So
no,
it's good stuff. I'm excited that you're going to finally get the chance to watch it.
Me as well, bro. Me as well.